He's not quite where he wanted to be when you had him 579, I guess.
Yeah, they obviously got a decent partnership there with Jack and Jilksy. So, yeah, they sort of got away from us a little bit more than we would have liked. But, yeah, it's obviously a pretty flat surface out there as well. So, you know, they're bound to get a partnership at some point. And, you know, they batted pretty well. So there's not much more I don't think we could have done. We probably missed a few chances in the field with a few runouts as well that, you know, you just need one of those to hit that really break it open. And then, you know, you have the tail end. Once the new ball's taken, it can be a pretty different game pretty quickly. So, you know, we probably missed a couple of chances there, but I think, you know, we toiled pretty well and, you know, they just probably got maybe 30, 40 more runs than we would have liked.
Just from your performance today, getting 4 wickets on that surface must have been very pleasing, firstly. And is it the type of deck that you don't mind bowling on compared to other tracks around the country?
Oh, not particularly.
Yeah.
Just happy to do whatever I've got to do for the group. But, it was pretty tough out there. It was... Obviously, had a bit of grass on it, but it wasn't really doing much sideways. It was just pretty slow, to be honest. So it was kind of one of those wickets you couldn't really try to overpower it and you couldn't really bowl that fast on it. You just had to try and settle in and be consistent, bolster up a stump and try and build pressure that way. I think the short ball worked well for us today because it was a bit too paced. So, you know, with that, it's sometimes hard to play the horizontal bat shots. You can't really trust the bounce. There was a bit of inconsistency, so... We adjusted to that pretty early and that, you know, brought some benefits for us early doors. But then, once they got a partnership, it was flattened out pretty quickly.
It seemed like that was part of the game plan to bowl a lot more short stuff. Is that a higher percentage than normal?
It wasn't. Then I just, once I got the ball new, first change, I just didn't feel like nicks were in play, to be honest. And so that was sort of a bit on the fly. You always want to use your short ball, you know, on any wicket and against these guys, they take it on usually and they can play it up. So you do often want to use a short ball. But I wasn't expecting to bowl in the 10th over, but it was just one of those things, sort of assessing the wicket on the fly, and it just felt like it was worth a shot.
Way to go.
And it worked for us.
Sure.
Yep. How much does that take out of you, that sort of Neil Wagner role, is it?
Yeah.
It looks like it's fairly gut-busting, isn't it?
It takes it out of you. Obviously 20 overs at the Gabba when you're just trying to bowl top of the stumps is probably a little bit different to 20 overs of two or three or four bounces and over. So certainly takes it out of you. But at the end of the day, if that's what the surface is and that's what you've got to do to get the job done, then you just got to do it. So.
Do you think it's going to change much, the condition this one? Is it going to flatten out even more?
I think it's flattened out, I think it's 33 degrees tomorrow, so that'll probably take a bit of life out of it. And I think it'll just become a pretty traditional Karen Rolton oval now from tomorrow through to day four. I can't see it breaking up. There's enough moisture in it to hold it together. So I think it's going to be pretty hard work for the quicks from both teams from here on out, I reckon.
Yeah. So in a sense, to bat last might actually be a good thing, given how the game rolled out here last year against the same team.
Yeah, 100%. That's often part of bowling first here. There was a bit of grass there early, so we thought, you know, we wanted to bowl and make the use of it while we could. But at the same time, it's just so hard to take 10 wickets on day four here, as we've seen. Doesn't matter what the bowling attacks are from any teams, it's just incredibly difficult, and it's a lot easier to chase even 350 plus in a day. So. You're winning the toss and it's all just about trying to hang in there and set the game up for a chase on day four, traditionally here anyway. So, it wasn't just about winning a toss to try and use a little bit of the green early. Yep. It was even if it was flat, it was probably a win the toss and bowl and just try and hang in there and chase. It's the easiest way to win the game here.
Well, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff.